我们感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise the Lord.
刚刚在播影聚会最后一首歌告诉我们要我们要用我们的口来诉说来诉说神的大慈爱。
The last hymn we sang at the end of the table meeting, we sang that with our mouth we should tell the greatness, the mercy of the Lord.
刚刚曹立兄带我们唱首诗歌告诉我们神我们神还要借着我们的形象来流露神的大爱。
The hymn we just sang says through changing us, being perfected, that we should show the great love of God. So we see this is the work of God in us.
神不仅用他的救恩拯救了我们。
Not only he has saved us by his salvation.
叫我们蒙恩的人能够用我们的口一生一世来诉说他的大慈爱。
We who are saved by grace can use our mouth to tell of his great mercies.
神还要在我们身上继续来改变我们。
But he's changing us.
叫我们能够借着主的形象从我们身上流露出来来流露出神的大慈爱。
So that we may be perfected, the likeness of Christ seen in us, the love of God be shown to the whole world.
这是这段日子以来主界的弟兄们的交通一直在提醒我们的。
And this is also something that all the brothers are reminding us through their sharing.
就是我们是神是他的见证人。
That we are his witnesses.
我们在这世的日子我们要来见证神的大慈爱。
With the time we have on earth, we're to testify of his great love.
不仅用我们的口
Not only with our mouth.
也更是借着我们在每天的生活里来见证神的大慈爱。
Even more so in our daily life, we can testify of his great love.
早晨我们要从哥林多后书第三章来和弟兄姐妹交通一个负担。
This morning from 2 Corinthians chapter 3, I want to share a burden with you.
就说到我们乃是基督的见信。
To talk about that we are a letter of Christ.
请我们一同翻到新约圣经哥林多后书第三章。
So let's all turn to 2 Corinthians chapter
3. 我们要从第一节读到第十八节，就读整章。
We'll read the whole chapter from verse 1 to 18.
那我想我先整个读过，再请马林弟兄用英文来读。
I'll read it first in Chinese all the way through, and then we'll read it in English.
哥林多后书第三章第一节，我们岂是又举荐自己吗？岂向别人用人的荐信给你们，或用你们的荐信给人吗？你们就是我们的荐信，写在我们的心里。被众人所知道所念诵的你们明显是基督的信借着我们修成的不是用笔不是用墨写的乃是用永生神的灵写的不是写在石板上乃是写在心板上我们因基督所以在神面前才有这样的信心并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事我们所能承担的乃是出于神他叫我们能承担这新约的职事不是凭着字句乃是凭着经意因为那字句是叫人死经意或译成圣灵是叫人活那用字刻在石头上属死的职事尚且有荣光甚至以色列人因摩西面上的荣光不能定睛看他的脸这荣光原是渐渐褪去的何况那属灵的职事岂不更有荣光吗若是定罪的执事有荣光那称义的执事荣光就越发大了那从前有荣光的因这极大的荣光就算不得有荣光了若那废去的有荣光这长存的就更有荣光了我们既有这样的盼望就大胆讲说不像摩西将帕子蒙在脸上叫以色列人不能定睛看到那将废者的结局但他们的心地刚硬直到今日诵读旧约的时候这帕子还没有揭去这帕子在基督里已经废去了然而直到今日每逢诵读摩西书的时候帕子还在他们心上但他们的心几时归向主帕子就几时除去了主就是那灵主的灵在哪里那里就得以自由我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光好像从镜子里反照就变成主的形状荣上加荣如同从主的灵变成的
2 Corinthians chapter 3 Are we beginning to commend ourselves again or do we need as some letters of commendations to you or from you You are our letter written in our hearts known and read by all men being manifested that you are a letter of Christ, cared for by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, on tablets, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. Such confidence we have through Christ toward God, not that we are adequate in ourselves to consider anything as coming from ourselves, but our adequacy is from God, who also made us adequate as servants of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. But if the ministry of death in letters engraved on stones came with glory, so that the sons of Israel could not look intently at the face of Moses because of the glory of his face, fading as it was, how will the ministry of the Spirit fail to be even more with glory? For if the ministry of condemnation has glory, much more does the ministry of righteousness abound in glory. For indeed, what had glory in this case has no glory because of the glory that surpasses it. For if that which fades away was with glory, much more that which remains is in glory. Therefore, having such a hope, we use great boldness in our speech, and are not like Moses, who used to put a veil over his face so that the sons of Israel would not look intently at the end of what was fading away. But their minds were hardened, for until this very day, the reading of the Old Covenant, the same veil remains unlifted, because it is removed in Christ. But to this day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over their heart. But whenever a person turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in the mirror of the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord, the Spirit.
我想请弟兄姐妹特别注意第三节。
So I want you to pay special attention to verse 3.
这边使徒保罗说，你们明显是基督的信，借着我们修成的，不是用墨写的，乃是用永生神的灵写的，不是写在石板上，乃是写在新版上。
Here Paul tells the saints that you are being manifested as letters of Christ, cared for by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts.
那我们再低头有点祷告。
Let us bow our head in a further word of prayer.
主，我们实在是因着你的大救恩来赞美你。
Truly we praise you for your great mercy.
我们也因着你的大慈爱，主，我们来感谢你。
And we thank you for your great salvation.
主，今天我们成了何等的人，主，都是你的恩典所造成。
Lord, who we are today, it is all built and all because of your grace.
主，愿你在我们身上所开始的善功，你也亲自来成就。
And we trust the good work that you have started in us, you will be faithful to complete it.
主，叫你荣耀的形象，主，能够完全的、更多的能够成形在我们身上。
So that the image of your glory can be more and more accomplished in us.
主，叫我们在地上能够彰显你的荣耀。
So that we on earth can manifest your glory.
主，早晨我们还仰望你的灵在我们身上来工作。
So this morning, Lord, we look up to your Spirit that is working among us.
主，将你的荣美写在我们的心板上。
So that your glory and your grace can be written in our heart.
主，求你使我们的心能够来归向你。
Lord, turn our hearts toward you.
除去我们脸上的帕子。
And lift the veils on our face.
主，叫我们能够得见你的荣面。
So that we may see your glory.
好，叫我们能够反映出你自己的荣耀来。
So that we also can be a mirrored image of your own glory.
主，我们的祷告乃是奉你自己宝贵的名。
We pray this all in your precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
使徒保罗在哥林多后书第三章告诉我们一件事情，就是这新约的执事乃是一个属灵的执事。
Our apostle Paul tells us in this chapter that the ministry of this new covenant is one of the Spirit.
对，像是写基督的推荐信。
As if we're writing a letter of a commendation letter of Christ.
我们知道，当使徒保罗在写哥林多前书的时候。
We know when Apostle Paul was writing the book of 1 Corinthians,
哥林多教会的光景是十分的不好。
The fellowship in Corinth was not in a very good condition.
在他们教会当中充满了各式各样的问题。
And they had all different kinds of problems among them.
最特别的一点， 但是在他们中间虽然有许多属灵的恩赐
But most interestingly, among them there are many, many spiritual gifts.
可是在教会里却没有属灵的建造
But there was not a spiritual building, an establishment.
所以我们难免要问一个问题
So we had to ask a question.
难道靠着各样属灵的恩赐不能够来建造神的教会吗
Is it not enough to use all the different spiritual gifts to build up the house of God?
从哥林多教会我们就看见
But we see it from the church of Corinth.
单单靠着属灵的恩赐是不能够建造神的教会
Only using spiritual gifts, we cannot be building the house of God.
神教会的建造需要有属灵的执事
The building up of the house of God needs ministry from the Spirit.
我在这里就用一个简单的例子。
And I use a simple example.
就好像在弟兄姐妹家里面啊，有的人有那非常贵重的锅碗瓢盆。
For some brothers and sisters might have very expensive pots and pans at home.
这些锅碗瓢盆呢，它是非常特别的，是个很有功用的。
And these could be very special and very useful pots and pans.
可光有这些的锅碗瓢盆，能不能来喂饱你们一家人呢
？But only having the pots and pans, can they feed your whole family?
不行的。
But it cannot.
这些锅碗瓢盆不过是工具。
Because these are merely tools.
你必须要把那个准备好的食物呢，借着这些锅碗瓢盆呢，把它预备好，然后让全家人能够吃饱，生命能够得着供应。
And you have to have a person who cooks and prepares the food with the pots and pans, and then you can feed and provide for the whole family.
同样的，我们感谢神，他将各样的属灵恩赐赐给他的教会。
In the same way, we thank the Lord that He gives all different spiritual gifts to His church.
但这些属灵的恩赐不过是工具。
But all these gifts are merely tools.
他还不能够叫神的教会被建造。
And they cannot simply build up the church of God.
不能够叫神的儿女们得着属灵的供应。
And they cannot provide for the children of God.
唯有借着属灵的执事才能够叫神的教会得着建立。
Only when there is a ministry of the Spirit, then He can provide and build up the church.
借着属灵的执事才能够将主的生命能够供应给神的儿女。
Only through the ministry of the Spirit, He can provide and supply the life of Christ to the children of God.
在以弗所书第四章那里保罗也告诉我们。
In Ephesians chapter 4, Paul also tells us,
新约时代的属灵执事呢，它有一个非常重要的一个目的。
There is a very important purpose for all the ministries of the Spirit.
它乃是为了要成全圣徒，各尽其职，来建立基督的身体。
It is for the equipping of the saints, and so that all joints can supply to build up the house of the body of Christ.
这是神在新约里的一个最特别的一个执事。
And this is a very special ministry.That God is doing in the new covenant.
简单的说，就是借着新约的执事所带出来的，乃是一个属灵的建造。
Or in another word, the purpose and the result of all the ministry of in the new covenant is that there will be a building up in the spirit.
它是一个生命的服事。
There is a ministry of life.
它为了叫基督的身体能够长大成人。
So that the body of Christ can mature.
能够长成满有基督长成的身量。
Even mature to the stature of the fullness of Christ.
所以我们看见这是每一个蒙恩得救重生的神的儿女都可以参与的一个执事。
And this is a ministry that all of us who have been saved by grace can participate in.
因为我们乃是同在基督身体里互为肢体。
Because we are all members in the same body of Christ.
因此我们看见我们都应当在这个基督的身体里面来尽我们所当尽的功用。
So we see we should all function in our own ways in the body of Christ.
好叫这一个身体就是教会能够被基督的生命所充满。
So this body, which is the church, can be filled by the life of Christ.
就是在我们当中今天有幼小年幼的初中生。
And we have middle schoolers among us.
当你们蒙恩得救之后
，As soon as you're saved by grace，
当圣灵重生了你们之后
，As soon as you're born again by the Spirit，
你们也就是基督身体里的一个肢体
，And you become a member of the body of Christ。
基督身体里的每一个肢体都是有功用的
，And every member in the body of Christ has his own functions。
所以早晨你们也需要来学习怎么在基督身体里面来尽你们当尽的功用。
So this morning you too should learn how you should function in the body of Christ。
当基督的 身体被基督所充满的时候
，When the body of Christ is filled by His life，
我们看见神就要借着这个身体来彰显神丰满的荣耀。
We see that He can use this body to manifest the glory of Christ。
所以，我们每一个蒙恩得救的人都需要来学习这一个属灵的执事。
So all of us who have been saved should learn this ministry in the Spirit。
保罗在这里，他用推荐信来做一个例子来说明这个新约的执事，也就是这个属灵的执事。
Paul here is using the example of being a letter or letter of commendation, to describe this ministry.
那什么是推荐信呢
？So what is a letter of commendation?
为什么需要这个推荐信
？Why do we need this letter?
那我们来稍微了解一下，在当时保罗写哥林多后书的这个背景。
So I'll give you a little background of, at the time that Paul was writing the letter.
我们知道在当时不像今天这个科技发达交通方便。
We know at that time they didn't have the technologies that we have. The transportation was also lagging.
在保罗那个时候当一个基督徒他要出外到另外一个地方去去生活或去工作的时候。
So when a Christian at that time wanted to travel to another place to either live or to work,
他们到那里就是盼望能够和当地的基督徒呢能够有交通。
And when they arrive at a different location, they want to fellowship with the people at that local assembly.
但因为那个他要去的那个新的地方的基督徒呢并不认识这个基督徒。
But because the Christians at that location do not know this person,
他们不知道他这个人从哪里来的。
They did not know where this person came from.
这时候呢，他就需要带着一封教会的推荐信。
And it's common that this person will bring a letter of commendation from his own assembly.
所以呢，当地的教会或者基督徒呢，就能够知道哦，这个原来是在基督里面的弟兄或是姐妹。
So the other location, the fellowship will know, oh, this person is a Christian or a member of the body of Christ.
那他们就能够呢欢喜快乐在主里面呢与他有交通。
And they will be able to welcome him with joy and to fellowship with him.
当然今天我们是在21世纪。
And of course today we're in the 21st century.
我相信在我们当中的这个初中生啊你们都知道怎么写信，是不是
？And we trust that you guys all know how to write letters or type emails.
你们不一定知道怎么写传统的信。
You probably don't know how to write a letter with pen and paper.
我想你们都会写电子邮件。
But at least you can type emails.
电子邮件一发啊，就可以通知这个在天涯海角的人，他能够收到，一看啊，就知道你写的是什么东西。
As soon as you write an email, you can contact someone from the other side of the world and to tell them what you want to say.
我举个例子，在当时啊，亚波罗呢，他要从以弗所要到哥林多去的时候
，For example, if you remember, Apollos wanted to go from Ephesus to Corinth.
我们看见以弗所教会呢，就写信给哥林多的圣徒来接待亚波罗。
So the disciples in Ephesus wrote a letter to the church of Corinth to welcome and to receive Apollos.
所以因着以弗所教会所写的这个推荐信
，So because of this letter of introduction.
他告诉他们说啊，亚波罗是怎么样一个在主里的好弟兄。
And they were telling the church of Corinth that this is a very good brother in the Lord.
所以当亚波罗带着这个推荐信到了哥林多的时候
，So when Apollos arrived in Corinth with this letter,
哥林多教会的圣徒们就接待了亚波罗。
The saints and the disciples in Corinth was able to receive and welcome Apollos.
他们能够与亚波罗有交通。
And they fellowshiped with him.
而且他们也接受亚波罗在哥林多教会的服事。
And they also received the teaching and the services that Apollo provided for the church of Corinth.
所以我们从哥林多前书就看见，借着亚波罗的服事呢，就叫哥林多教会呢被建造。
And we see through the ministry of Apollos, the church of Corinth was being built up.
他们在主的真道上呢，从亚波罗得着很好的供应。
And they were supplied with the word of God through Apollos.
然后在这里呢，使徒保罗就问哥林多圣徒们一个问题。
So here Paul asked the church of Corinth this question.
他说：“那今天如果我到你们中间。”
He's asking if I come to among you.
那我需要带着一个推荐信去吗？
Do I need to bring a letter of commendation?
使徒保罗对哥林多的圣徒们说。
But Paul here is telling the saints in Corinth.
他说你们就是我的推荐信。
He says you are our letter.
为什么保罗这么说呢？
Why or how come he can say this?
在使徒行传第十八章里，我们看见哥林多教会乃是神借着使徒保罗所建立起来的。
We see that the church of Corinth was established because of the ministry and the evangelism of Paul in that location.
那时候主特别要保罗在哥林多那里来传神的福音，长达一年又六个月之久。
The Lord especially kept Paul at Corinth for a year and a half.
所以我们相信在哥林多教会里的圣徒们，有许多人是因听了保罗所传的福音，他们信了主。
So many of the saints in Corinth came to the Lord because of the evangelism by Paul.
所以哥林多教会的圣徒们，他们是认识保罗的。
So the saints in Corinth, they know Paul.
他们就是保罗的推荐信。
And they are the letter of Paul.
所以保罗告诉他们说，若是我在你们中间，我是不需要推荐信的。
So Paul says, if I come to you, I don't need a letter.
因为你们原是认识我的。
Because you know me.
在这里，保罗突然间话锋一转。
And suddenly Paul turned his words.
保罗就对哥林多教会的圣徒说，你们乃是基督的推荐信。
And he says, you are letter of Christ.
弟兄姐妹，我们每一个蒙恩得救的人，我们都是基督的推荐信。
Brothers and sisters, all of us who have been saved, we are letters of Christ.
这推荐信的内容不是别的，就是基督的自己。
And the content of this letter is none else but Christ Himself.
这乃是永生神的灵在你我身上所写上的。
It is the Spirit of Living God writing His life in us.
神要叫我们在这世上。叫让我们成为基督的推荐信呢，让世人来阅读来认识。
The Lord is writing this letter of Christ in us so that the people of the world can see us.
意思就是说，神要世人从我们身上，他们能够看见基督。
Meaning that the Lord wants us to be a letter of Him so the people of the world can see Christ through us.
可以从我们身上来认识基督。
So that they can know Christ through us.
借着我们来得着基督。
And through us, they can gain Christ.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个新约的执事。
And this is the ministry in the new covenant.
这个新约的执事，它乃是一个属灵的执事。
And this ministry is one of the Spirit.
乃是神借着他自己的灵，要将基督写在你我的生命里。
And He's ministering and writing Christ in our life through His Spirit.
叫我们今天能够借着我们在世上的生活
，so that our life here on earth
好像一封推荐信一样
，can be a letter of introduction，
能够将基督给显现在世人的面前
，that we can introduce Christ to the world。
所以我们可以这么说，今天新约的执事乃是一件写信的一个工作。
So we can almost say that the ministry that we are serving in is a ministry of writing letter。
写这个信呢，乃是要将这位活的基督写在人的生命里头。
And this letter is so that the living Christ can be written in the hearts of men.
我们听起来感觉到这是一件好像太神奇的事情。
And we hear this, we think this is so amazing.
所以保罗在哥林多后书第三章里面，他就告诉我们当如何的来承担这样一个新约属灵的执事。
So Paul says here in chapter 3 how we can be adequate to be a minister of this new covenant.
他来告诉我们如何来写这一封基督的推荐信。
And he teaches us how we can write a letter of Christ.
这边我简单的从保罗所交通里面，我提出四个方面。
And from what he has written, I simply extract 4 points.
第一，要写基督的推荐信，不是用我们天然人的头脑，而是用永生神的灵来写的。
First of all, to be writing this letter, we cannot use our own mind, but we have to use the Spirit of the Living God.
我们知道，我们一般写书啊，都是用笔墨来写的。
We know how people nowadays, if they write a book, they use pen and paper, perhaps.
这个中文讲笔墨哈。这个现在年轻的一代可能不太能够理解。
But use the phrase pen and paper, but it's already outdated.
我不知道马丁有没有写过这个用笔墨写书法。
I don't know if you have used ink and brushes to write anything.
我记得我小时候啊，我们上小学就要用毛笔啊，来沾墨呢，来写书法。
I remember when I was young, we were taught to use a paintbrush and ink to write calligraphies.
我想现在那个年轻的一代可能不太能够想象哈，那是什么样的一个写法。
For the young people here, they might not be able to imagine what it looked like.
但是无论你是用笔墨写，或者现在用这个手机来写
But whether you're using ink to write or using your cell phone to write.
我们知道我们都是用我们的头脑来写，来写这个，来写东西。
But we're all using our mind to write something.
而且我们所写出来的东西呢，也是传递到另外读的人的头脑里头去。
And also by writing, we transport information to the person who read, and we transport it into their mind.
我们看见啊，人的头脑所写出来的东西啊，它有一个特性。
So we see the characteristic of things that people write with their mind.
它会过时的。
Is that they could be outdated.
所以我们看那个书啊，那个人所写的书啊，就要有第一版，然后呢，第二版。
So you see the books that people write will have first edition, second edition.
如果这个书写的比较好呢，比较畅销呢，它就还有第五版、第六版。
If it's a good book and it's become a bestseller, then they might have fifth edition or sixth edition.
为什么用笔墨所写的书呢？它必须要有不同的更新呢
？Why do you have to keep updating the book of pen and paper?
因为我们看见那是死的。
Because we see the letters are dead.
所以它必须要不断的啊、来更新。
So man has to keep updating it.
然后在这里，保罗告诉我们，这新约的执事所写的。
But here Paul is telling us, the ministry of the new covenant.
对，他乃是用永生神的灵所写的。
He is saying it is not written with ink, but with the spirit of the living God.
为什么这边特别要提到这个永生神的灵呢
？Why does it mention the spirit of the living God?
他告诉我们，他乃是活的。
He is telling us this ministry is alive.
他乃是在生命里所写的。
And it's written in life.
而且呢，它是写在生命里头的。
And it is written by the life of God.
所以我们看见这个新约的执事，它乃是关乎到生命。
So we see this whole ministry has everything to do with life.
它乃是属灵的。
It is one of the spirit.
我们知道这个我们天然人的头脑啊，常常是很发达的。
We know our mind has been very well developed.
所以我们出生过了几年啊，你看见我们在这世上啊，就学习好多东西。
As soon as we're born, we start to learn things in this world.
我们所有的学习都是用我们的头脑学的。
And all of our learning, all of our studies has been using our mind.
当然，有的人头脑发达一点，他就学得好一点。
Of course, some people have better mind, they can learn well.
哎呀，他每门课都是 A.
And they can get A in every subject.
有些头脑差一点。
And some people have maybe a little worse mind.
他有些拿 A， 有些拿 B.
They can get A's and B's.
那我们看见我们这个在世上所受的教育。
But we see all the education of this world.
它叫我们这个天然人的头脑呢越过越发达。
It develops our mind.
所以在我们蒙恩得救之前。
So before we were saved.
我们碰到一些的事情。
And anytime we encounter difficulties.
我们非常自然的，我们就头脑呢就在那里想一想。
Very naturally, we start to use our mind to think about it.
在那里分析分析。
We analyze it.
在那里来做一些推理。
We reason.
然后呢，我们就决定我们要怎么做。
Then we decide. We try to make a decision of what we should do.
然而，今天我们要在这里进这个新约的执事。
But here we are to be minister of a new covenant.
我们就不能够再用我们天然人的头脑来进这个执事。
So we can no longer administer with our mind.
我们看见我们的头脑啊，因为经过这个一连串的训练之后呢，它变得很发达。
But we see through all the training we have received, our mind has been well developed.
就是当我们信主之后
，even after we're saved,
我们发现我们读圣经啊，我们也很自然的，我们会用我们头脑来读神的话语。
Even when we're reading the Bible, we're trying to use our mind to read the Word of God.
结果呢，我们读来读去
，so we read it and read it.
我们就有一个感觉。
And we have some feelings.
就好像圣经上所说的每一个字，我们都懂的。
Sometimes we think that we understand every word that's printed in the Bible.
但是到底它讲什么呢？我们却不懂的。
But sometimes we cannot understand the meaning behind the words.
为什么我们会有这样的一个情形呢
？How come we fall into such predicament?
就是因为我们常常需要我们的头脑要来读神的话语。
Because too often we're using our mind to read the Bible.
所以我们读来读去，属灵生命没有什么长进。
So we read it over and over, but our spiritual life has not grown.
反倒叫我们这个头脑里面呢，充满了许多圣经的知识。
But rather, we have been filled by a lot of Bible knowledge.
弟兄姐妹，这个圣经的知识并不是不好。
I'm not saying the Bible knowledge is bad.
但是如果我们光有这些圣经的知识
，but only having the knowledge，
我们却没有能让神的话能够来摸着我们的生命。
Without having the Word of God touch our life，
能让这些话能够成为我们生命的一部分。
Without having the word of God become a part of our life.
我们看见当人来看见我们这个人的时候。
So when the world sees us.
人就发现，诶，这个非常奇怪的一件事情。
They see this very strange condition.
就好像这个人呢，他有许多圣经的知识。
And that they see a person with much knowledge in the Bible.
他对主的话非常的知道。
He's very familiar with the word of God.
也能够讲得头头是道。
And he can even talk and preach about it.
但是从他的生活里面。
But in his life.
从他的为人处事里面。
In his character and his behavior.
看到的都是这一个充满肉体的人。
You can only see his flesh.
从这样一个有圣经知识的人身上，他们却看不见基督。
In the person with so much knowledge in the Bible, you cannot see Christ.
弟兄姐妹，这不是神借着他的灵在我们身上所要做的事。
So this is not the purpose of God. This is not what the Spirit is doing in our lives.
使徒保罗他是知道的。
And Apostle Paul knows this.
他知道他在他蒙恩得救之后。
He knows after he was saved.
他再也不要靠他天然人的头脑来认识基督。
He knows that he no longer needs to use his mind to know Christ.
保罗在他蒙恩得救之后。
After he was saved.
他所追求的只有一件事。
Only one thing he pursues after.
就是更多的来认识基督。
That is to know Christ.
更多的来得着基督。
To gain Christ.
保罗所追求的不是一些关于基督的一些知识。
And he is no longer pursuing after knowledge about Christ.
保罗所追求的乃是基督的自己。
But he is pursuing after Christ himself.
所以我们从腓立比书，保罗在那里就告诉我们这样的一件事情。
So Philippians, in Philippians, Paul tells us one thing.
保罗知道他再也不能够靠他天然头脑来追求认识基督。
He said he can no longer use his own mind, his natural mind, to know Christ.
因为从前他在犹太教里面的追求就是靠他天然头脑。
Because all his pursuit in Judaism has been using his mind.
结果我们发现保罗他越追求，他反过来在那里逼迫信主的基督徒。
But the more he pursued after God, the more he started to persecute the Christians who believed in Christ.
所以保罗他蒙恩得救之后，他知道只有靠着神的灵，他才能够来认识基督。
So after he was saved, he realized only through the Spirit of God he can come to know Christ.
他才能够真实的得着基督。作为他生命 的唯一。
Then he can truly gain Christ as the life of his life.
在加拉太书保罗他曾经他这样一次做见证。
In the book of Galatians he testified.
他说他知道神是乐意将他儿子启示在我们心里。
He says he knows that God is pleased to reveal Christ in us.
所以我们看见保罗他不再是靠着自己来追求认识基督。
So he's no longer using himself to pursue and to know Christ.
他乃是仰望神的怜悯。
But he looks up to the mercy of God.
他乃是倚靠永生神的灵。
Only through the Spirit of the living God.
他知道神是何等乐意将他的儿子我主耶稣基督启示在他的心里。
And he's confident that our God is pleased to reveal his son in us.
每次我想到加拉太书这一句话我就想到从前和魏弟兄的一次的谈话。
And whenever I read this verse in the book of Galatians, I'm reminded of a conversation I had before with Brother Wei.
我就请教连长弟兄一个问题，说为什么好像并不是每一个基督徒呢都能够得着基督的启示
？I was asking him. I said, how come it doesn't seem that everyone was able to gain the revelation of Christ?
那我们连长弟兄呢，他就想了一想。
So our elderly brothers thought about it.
他就带着幽默的。口吻的回答我。
And he responded to me with a little humor.
他说既然呢主的话在圣经上是说神乐意将他儿子启示在我们心里。
He says, didn't the Lord say in the Bible that he is pleased to reveal Christ to us?
所以我们若得不着启示。
So if we couldn't gain any revelation,
问题就不在神那一边。
Then it's not God's problem.
问题在哪一边
?Then whose problem would it be?
当然在我们这一边。
Of course, it's on our side.
神是乐意的。
God is pleased.
我们若得不着。
And if we can't gain anything.
就是我们身上有问题。
Then there is some problem with us.
弟兄姐妹，我们实在是要在神的面前来向他祈求。
So we truly need to come before him and ask him.
因为我们要能够进这新约的执事。
Because if we want to participate in the ministry,
我们要能够成为基督的推荐信。
If we want to be a letter of commendation of Christ.
我们必须要从我们里面来真认识基督。
Then we need to truly know God.
我们要向神简单的祷告。
We can just offer a simple prayer to Christ.
求神将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
That He will give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
因为我们相信，既然神是乐意启示他儿子在我们心里。
Because if we truly trust that He is pleased to reveal His Son to us,
所以我们可以向他求
，so that we can ask Him,
求他将这个启示的灵赏给我们
，that He will give us a spirit of revelation,
叫我们能够真知道他
，that we may truly know Him.
当我们渐渐的借着神的灵的启示，我们能够更多的认识基督之后
，gradually as through the revelation in the Spirit of God, we can come to know Him more and more.
我们也才能够靠着神的灵，能够将这位活的基督能够写在。其他人的心里头。
Then through the same Spirit of the Living God, we can write Christ in our heart and also in the ones we fellowship with.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见这是基督的见信这个新约执事的第一点。
So we see this is the first point of how to write a letter of Christ.
我们不能够再靠我们天然人的头脑。
We can no longer use our natural mind.
唯有靠着永生神的灵，我们才能够来进这新约的执事。
Only through the Spirit of the Living God, we can be adequate in the ministry of the new covenant.
我们才能够将这位活的基督能够写在别人的生命里头。
Then we can write the living Christ in the life of others.
关于这新约执事的第二方面，讲到我们不是要。我们不是消极的来啊照本宣科。
Secondly, we're not passively just carbon copying everything we hear.
我们乃是要我们整个人要能够积极的来参与。
But that we actively we need to participate.
新约执事有一个特别的地方。
And there is one thing special about this ministry.
就是关于我们这个人。
It is about us as a person.
不单是我们所说的话。
Not only is what the words that we say.
就是神要借着我们这个人来说话
，But that He wants to speak through us.
神要借着我们的生活来叫人认识基督。
He wants to speak through the life we live.
在旧约的时候，有一种人叫做文士。
In the Old Testament, there was a type of person called the scribes.
这文士他们的工作呢，就是抄写神的话语。
And their job was to copy and to read, to write the word of God.
这旧约圣经啊，就是借着他们这样子的这个抄写呢。流传下来的。
So the books of the Old Testament has been copied and passed down from generation to generation by scribes.
他们非常忠心谨慎的把神的圣言呢，一个字一个字，一句话一句话抄写下来。
And they all must be very careful and very faithful to copy the word of God word by word.
感谢神，因着他们所做的，所以今天我们手上有这个旧约的圣经。
And we thank the Lord. It is because of the works that they have done that we have the books that we have today.
可是新约的执事却不是这样。
But the ministry of the new covenant, it is not like that.
今天我们不能够像从前的文士那样子。
We can no longer be like scribes.
就单单的把神的话呢，照本宣科的来传讲给别人听。
We're not simply copying and repeating the word of God.
今天更重要的。
But more importantly,
乃是要让神的话借着我们这个人，通过我们的生活来显露出来。
Today for us, it is the word of God.That needs to be manifested through the life we live.
换句话说，人能够从我们这个人，能够从我们的生活，从我们的行事为人呢，能够认识神的话语。
In another word, that the world can see Christ and to see the Word of God through the words we, through the life we live, through the actions that we take.
也就是说，神要得着我们这个人，成为他话语的那个彰显。
Or in other words, he wants us to be a manifestation of his word.
所以在这新约的执事里面
，So in this ministry,
我们的生活榜样是非常重要的。
The example of the life we live is very important.
在过去周五的晚上，领事的弟兄特别分享了他对于我们下一代，就是我们的儿女们，他们属灵情形的那个负担。
This past Friday, a brother shared with us his deep burden for the next generation.
我们知道我们儿女们他们属灵的情形呢我们做父母亲的或者我们做师长的有着非常重要的责任。
And we know the spiritual condition of the children, all of us as parents have, or even as teachers have great responsibility.
就像在我们中间的初中生
Just like the middle schoolers among us.
你们将来属灵的情形啊那个重责的大任呢都在我们身上。
And the Your spiritual conditions in your future has a great we have great responsibility for the spiritual condition.
所以好多弟兄姐妹们常常为你们属灵的情形祷告。
So there are many brothers and sisters who are praying for you.
盼望你们不仅能够蒙恩得救。
They're praying not only you will be saved.
盼望你们能够更多的来认识基督。
But they're praying that you will know Christ more and more.
让你们能够成为基督的推荐信。
That you can be a letter of commendation to Christ.
在你们的同学当中。
That you can be a letter of Christ among your friends.
在你们的朋友面前。
Among
your classmates. 人能够从你们身上能够认出基督。
That all your classmates and your friends can see Christ in you.
对你们这是非常重要的事情。
And this is most important.
那我们呢是不是像旧约的那些文士一样。
But are we just like the scribes in the Old Testament?
哎，我们就拿圣经啊，拿出神的话语，就教导你们。
That we'll just teach you with the Word of God.
啊，叫你们呢，这个周末呢，你们也学习主的话语。
That we teach you to read the Word of God on weekends.
啊，在家里面呢，也要每天读神的话语。
And tell you to read the Word of God daily at home.
这里面主的话语是很重要的。
Truly, the Word of God is important.
就是到了新约，以弗所书也告诉我们，就是我们做父母亲的。要照着主的教训和警戒来养育我们的儿女。
Even in the New Testament, the book of Ephesians also tells us to teach our children with the warnings of God.
但今天在新约的执事里。
But here in the ministry of a new covenant.
弟兄姐妹，我们在孩子们的面前更需要成为他们的榜样。
We need to be even more so an example before our children.
也就是说让我们的孩子们他们能够从我们身上能够看见神活的话语。
In another word, our children need to be able to see the living word of God through our lives.
让他们能够认识到这个圣经的话语不是只是一些死的教条。
So that they will know that the word of the Bible is not just a dead instruction.
好像呢这个可以做那个不能做。
As if they're just a list of do's and not to do's.
这个要做那个不要做。
And to do this and not to do that.
就是你们我们的孩子们明白了这些事。
Even if they understand these.
弟兄姐妹他们也不一定能够做得到。
They might not be able to do it.
感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
今天我们乃是在新约的执事里。
Today we're in the ministry of a new covenant.
今天我们乃是要叫神的话语能够借着我们的生活能够显现出来。
The Lord wants us, through our lives can manifest the word of God.
当我们的下一代能够从我们这些做父母亲和做师长的身上，他们能够看见神的话语是可以在生活里能够流露出来。
So the next generation can see from their parents, from their teachers, that the word of God can be living and functioning in our daily lives.
他们能够借着我们生活的榜样，他们能够看见神的话语是真实的。
And through the examples of our lives, they can see that the word of God is true.
是可以真真实实在我们生活里的。
And it's real in our lives.
这才是新约那属灵的执事。
So then we can be fulfilling the ministry of this new covenant.
神能够借着我们能够来影响到我们的下一代。
That through us we can influence our next generation.
叫他们也能够成为基督的推荐信。
That they can also be letters of Christ.
神能够借着他的灵把基督也写在他们的生命里头。
That by the Spirit of Living God, the Lord can write, God can write the life of Christ also in them.
第三方面，这新约的执事不是凭着死的字句，乃是凭着那赐生命的圣灵。
Thirdly, in this new ministry, the letters kill, but the Spirit gives life.
对，字句叫人死，圣灵叫人活。
The letters kill, but the Spirit gives life.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们的服事是叫人死呢，还是叫人活？
So all the ministries that we do, do we cause people to die or do we cause them to come alive?
我们的服事不单只是在教会里头。
Not only are ministries at church.
其实神给我们做父母亲的，我们在家里的家庭生活当中，我们每天有机会也来服事我们的儿女们。
But as parents, we every day we have chance to minister to our children.
弟兄姐妹，这些服事还不单单只是叫他们的肉身的生命能够得着喂养。
And all this ministry is not only so that they can be fed and can be provided for in the physical body.
更重要的乃是叫他们能够得着属灵的生命。
But even more so that they can gain a spiritual life.
并且他们的属灵生命能够越过越成长，越过越丰盛。
And that their spiritual life can grow and mature.
弟兄姐妹，当我们在 家庭生活里或在聚会的生活当中，我们在那里用主的话语来服侍人的时候，
As we serve people with the word of God，
我们是把人带到律法的捆绑里呢，我们还是把人带到圣灵的自由里？
Do we bring them into a bondage of law and instructions, or do we bring them into the freedom of the Spirit？
我们的服侍是旧约的服侍还是新约的服侍？
Do we serve a minister according to the old covenant or according to a new covenant？
我们发现有些时候我们讲的话都是对的。
Often I find that what we say are correct.
甚至有些做父母亲的常常还会用圣经主的话呢来教训来管教自己的孩子。
And for many parents, they will even use the word of the Bible to instruct or to discipline their children.
就我们发现啊，那个结果呢并不是我们所期待的。
But the result is not what we have expected.
我们就觉得说诶，我们说的都是主的话。
Sometimes we think, oh, we're saying of the word of the Lord.
为什么反倒叫我们的孩子呢死了？
How come we bring our children to a state of death?
不是真的死了。
Not that they're truly physically dead.
而是他们的心死了。
But then their heart is dead and hardened.
叫他们属灵生命好像死了一样。
And their spiritual life is dying.
好像叫他们离开主更远。
And it caused them to turn even farther from the Lord.
兄姐妹，字句叫人死。
Brothers and sisters, letters kill.
圣灵才能叫人活。
But the Spirit gives life.
同姐妹，今天我们要记得，我们从主所领受的乃是新约的执事。
Brothers and sisters, we need to remember what we have received from the Lord is a ministry in the new covenant.
是一个属灵的执事。
It is a ministry of the Spirit.
我再举一个例子。
I'll give you another example.
我们知道，我们都非常盼望我们所爱的亲人呢。他们也能够蒙恩得救。
And we know we all desire for our relatives, especially those for whom we're close to be saved.
所以呢，我们自己蒙恩得救以后，我们一有机会呢，我们就盼望跟我们的亲人向他们传福音。
So as soon as we are saved, every chance that we have, we want to share the gospel with our families.
基督徒是应当要向人那个传福音，劝人信主的。
And it is good for Christians to share the gospel.
因为我们自己信了以后，我们觉得实在是太好了。
Because as soon as we are saved, we think this is so good.
所以我们一有机会我们就抓住人跟他传福音，盼望他也能够信主。
So every chance we have, we want to grab hold of someone and share the gospel with them.
就我们发现有时候呢，我们这个福音传到后来呢，这个对方就是不信。
But then we realize, as we share the gospel, sometimes they just will not believe.
不信不打紧，还讲了一些呢。这个叫我们生气的话。
Not only they won't believe, but they also use words to provoke us.
就我们这个福音传到地步呢，就动血气了。
So after a while, we start our flesh gets turned up.
就呢，以至于对方呢也生气。
And so that we start provoking the other person too.
所以他就说呢，那我就下地狱好了。
And then the person even will say, well then fine, I will just go to hell.
兄弟们，字句叫人死。
Don't you see our words kill?
我记得我自己还没来美国之前，
I remember before I came to the US，
我在台湾从来没有上过教会听福音。
I've never been to church in Taiwan。
当然这有很多的原因。
Because of course there are many reasons。
其中有一个原因。
One of the reasons was。
就我记得我曾经在那个非常那个人潮人来人往的这个繁忙的街头上。
I remember I was I always see on the very busy streets。
Once in a while。
Once in a while I will see on the street。
看见有些基督徒就穿着很奇怪的衣服。
I will see some Christians in very strange clothes, apparel.
我现在知道了，原来那个叫福音背心。
Now I know they're called evangelism vests.
然后他们手上就拿着标语。
And they will hold big signs.
上面就写着信耶稣得永生。
And they will say, believe in the Lord, receive eternal life.
这是我们刚刚那个福音聚会里面我们所传的信息。
And which is also the message that we share in our gospel meeting.
所以当我看到这个标语呢，这个还不太影响，就是还不太让我感到觉得不舒服。
But just reading that sign doesn't really do much to me.
但是旁边呢，另外还有一个标语。
But then there was another sign next to it.
这不信的呢，就下地狱。
And says, if you don't believe in the Lord, go to hell, or you will end up in hell.
当时啊，叫我心里面感到非常的反感。
But then I was very annoyed.
我也似乎有那个感觉那下地狱就下地狱吧。
And I even have that thought, well, so what if I go to hell?
有些时候夫妻吵架也是会这样子的。
Sometimes even we'll have the same condition when the husband and wife have quarrels.
这个弟兄姐妹如果圣经不熟呢，那还好。
It is okay sometimes if neither are very good in the knowing the word of God.
如果恰巧啊，那个夫妻两个人啊都是熟读圣经的。
But it would be trouble if both read the Bible very well and know the word.
当他们吵起架来的时候。
And when they start fighting and quarreling among each other.
讲的话就很厉害了。
And then their words are very severe.
都是引经据典
and everyone is quoting from the Bible.
都是用圣经的话在那里彼此的攻击
and they're trying to attack and try to overcome another person with the word of God.
在那里彼此的批评
and they will criticize each other.
哎呀，妻子就对丈夫说
and the husband might say to the husband, the wife might say to the husband.
圣经不是说了吗
Didn't the Bible tell you?
做丈夫的要爱妻子，就像基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
You as husband should love the wife as Christ loves the church, even gave himself up for the church.
哎呀，明明是主的话。
This is the word of God.
但说出来的就叫丈夫死了。
But whenever you say it, it causes a spiritual death in another person.
这个死是属灵的死。
And it is a death in the heart.
这个属灵死了以后，肉体就发出来了。
And whenever the spirit is dead, then the flesh comes out.
丈夫就说了。
Then the husband will respond.
你没有读前面主的话也说。
Did you not read the word right before that?
你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，如同教会顺服基督一样。
Wife, you need to obey your husband as the church obeys Christ.
我不爱你，就是因为你不顺服。
I don't love you enough because you don't obey me.
姐妹，这个话一出来啊，也叫对方死了。
And whenever this word comes out, it also brings a death in another.
姐妹，我们看见话都是对的。
We see all these words, the words in themselves are correct.
都是圣经的话。
And these are the words from the Bible.
可是我们看见却把死亡带到夫妻的关系中间。
But it could bring so much death in the relationship.
却把死亡带到家里头了。
And it could bring so much death in the family.
弟兄姐妹，字句叫人死
，Truly letters kill，
圣灵才能叫人活
，But the Spirit gives life，
只有靠着那赐生命的圣灵
，Only using the Spirit which gives life，
我们才能够把生命带给人
，Then we can bring life to another。
在约翰福音第六章，主耶稣他曾经这么说
，In chapter 6 of John， the Lord has said，
主说叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。
The spirit gives life, and the flesh profits nothing.
姐妹，我们看见我们的肉体是何等的可怕吗
？And we see how terrible is our flesh.
肉体它不仅它会做坏的事情。
Not only it is used to committing sin.
这肉体甚至还会利用主的话语来满足自己。
And it is even cunning enough to use the word of God to satisfy its own need.
那就成为那个字句。
And then that becomes that letter which kills.
当我们在肉体里所说的话
，and all the words that we speak in our flesh，
就成为那叫人死的字句
，become words that kill.
然而，今天新约的执事乃是一个叫人活的执事。
Yet the ministry we have today in the new covenant is one that brings life.
所以我们在凡事上要顺从圣灵的带领。
So in all things we need to follow the leading of the Spirit.
因为随从圣灵的就是生命平安。
Because those who follow the Spirit is life and peace.
当圣灵在我们里面给我们有话。
And if the Holy Spirit gives us a word,
我们随从圣灵把那个话说出来。
Then we can obey the Spirit and speak the word.
我们看见圣灵就能够将生命来赐给人。
Then certainly the Holy Spirit is able to bring life to another.
所以我们看见在新约执事里面那不是一个叫人死的字句。
And in this new ministry, we are not bringing words that brings death.
我们乃是要靠着圣灵把生命来带给人。
But through the Holy Spirit, we can bring life to another.
好，最后一点。
And lastly,
这新约的执事呢，他也是要把基督的话语呢，不是写在石板上，而是写在心板上。
And these words are not written on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts.
在过去两个主日，弟兄们都交通到关于我们这个心的问题。
And for the past 2 weeks, brothers has been sharing with us about our hearts.
弟兄姐妹，我们的心实在是太重要了。
Truly, our heart is so important.
因为一生的果效都是从心发出来的。
Because from heart is this wellspring of life.
新约的执事乃是要将基督写在我们的心板上。
So the ministry of the new covenant is to bring Christ, to write Christ on the tablets of our heart.
不是写在石板上。
Not to write it on tablets of stone.
这石板是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to write it on tablets of stone?
我们看见这个石板啊，它是冰冷的。
We know stone is cold.
这石板是刚硬的。
And it is hard.
它是没有反应的。
And it has no response.
无论你怎么样对石头讲话。
No matter how you speak to the rock.
这石头是不会反应的。
And it will not respond to you.
然而新的执事乃是要将基督写在新版上。
But we are to write Christ on the tablets of hearts.
这新版说到是一个温热的。
And it is one that is warm.
是一个柔软的。
One that is soft.
是一个有反应的。
One that will respond.
弟兄姐妹，今天神乃是要将基督写在我们的新版上。
Today the Lord wants to engrave Christ on our hearts.
叫我们能够对于神对我们说的话是有反应的。
So that we can respond to the word of God that he speaks to us.
神能够借着他的话来改变我们的生命。
That through his words he can change our life.
来将基督写在我们生命里。
That he can write Christ into our life.
叫我们成为基督的推荐信。
So that we can be letters of Christ.
那当我们在服侍当中。
Sometimes when we're ministering,
其实在我们许多的服侍里面原则都是一样的。
Actually, in all of our services, we have the same principle.
就是我们是不是让神先将基督写在我们的心板上。
Do we allow the Lord to write Christ in our hearts first?
那我们才能够成为神所使用的那个工具，那个器皿。
And then we can be a vessel, a tool that the Lord can use.
能够叫神也能够借着我们把基督写在别人的心板上。
So that through us we can also write Christ in another person's heart.
比方说，当我们在为着儿童主日学做预备的时候。
For example, as we were preparing for Sunday school for the children.
那我们是不是先在主的面前被主的话给摸着呢？
Do we first come before the Lord and allow Him to touch us by His word?
我们的心有没有被主的话所感动的？
Has our heart been touched and moved by the Lord?
还是说我们不过就是在那里来认真的准备这个课程？
Or do we simply are just there to prepare a lesson?
当然我们能够认真准备课程，那也算是好的。
Of course, it is already good for you to prepare a lesson faithfully.
比那些完全都不好好准备的来得好。
You're already better than those who do not prepare.
但这样还不够。
But it is not enough.
我们需要先让神在我们心上来把神的话，把基督能够刻在我们心里。
We need to come before the Lord and allow Him to write Christ into our own heart.
让主的话真是来先摸着我们。
So that His word can first touch us.
让主的话来先改变我们。
So that His word can change us first.
然后呢，我们才能够借着我们的服事。
Then through our ministry,
我们看见孩子们，他们也能够被神的灵来摸着。
We can also bring the Spirit of God to touch our children.
永生神的灵才能够在他们心板上把基督也写在他们的生命里头。
Then the Spirit of Living God can write Christ in their tablets of hearts.
如果我们的准备不过是在我们的头脑里。
If we're simply preparing by our mind.
我们看见当我们在那里来教导孩子课程的时候。
So as we teach the lesson.
我们看见这一些的知识也只能传到他们的头脑里头。
And we can only bring some knowledge into their mind.
弟兄姐妹，我们是盼望我们的孩子们，他们只是得着一些头脑里的关于基督的知识呢，还是我们真实盼望他们能够在生命里头，能够让基督写在他们里面？
Is it only our desire to bring some knowledge into the minds of our children, or do we also desire for Christ to become life to them?
我们希望将来我们的孩子他们长大出外去念大学的时候
，And how we desire for our children as they go off to college，
人看见他们的时候，看见他们是一般，有圣经知识的人，还是我们盼望人能够从他们身上能够看见基督，认识基督，得着基督
？Do we want people to see on their college campuses and these are a group of people that have biblical knowledge, or do we want people to see that this?There is the life of the living God in them.
弟兄姐妹，新约的执事乃是要借着神永生神的灵，将基督写在你我的生命里。
So this is the ministry of the new covenant that He is using the Spirit of the living God to write Christ in our hearts.
然后神能够借着我们，能够在人的面前，让他们来阅读，来知道，来认识我们的主。
That through us, the people of the world can see us and read us. They can know Christ.
我们感谢神，这是神他亲自所要做的。
So we thank the Lord, this is the work of God's own hand.
这新约的执事都是乃是从神而来，从神开始的。
And all this ministry of the new covenant begins with God.
然而今天神愿意呼召我们。
Yet He desires to call us.
他愿意把这样一个荣耀的执事来让我们有机会来参与。
He also gave us a calling to participate in this glorious ministry.
姐妹，这是一个长存的荣耀。
And this is a glory that will remain.
就是神要叫基督在我们身上来成形。
And so that Christ can be formed in us.
让基督能够从我们身上来彰显。
So that Christ can be manifested in us.
我感谢主在过去这一周给我有机会出外有一点服事。
We thank the Lord for giving me some opportunity in the past week to minister at the different location.
在弟兄姐妹的当中有一对年长的夫妻，我去年见到他们的时候呢，他们还没有受尽归主。
I was among a group of brothers and sisters. Among them, there was an elderly couple who were not baptized last year when I met them.
对，去年呢，他们心里面呢，他们的确因着这福音的大能呢，他们愿意相信。
And last year when I met them, because of the power of the gospel, they were willing to believe.
可是他们还不愿意受浸。
But they were not willing to be baptized.
原因是因为在他们家乡啊，他们整个大家族呢都是拜偶像、拜祖先的。
Because in their hometown, their entire family worships idols.
所以对他们来说，这个挑战和压力是非常严峻的。
Because to them, this challenge and this pressure is very high.
以至于他们在去年的时候，他们还不愿意来受浸归主。
So only last year they were still unwilling to be baptized.
这次我见到他们。
But this time when I met them,
他们两位都已经受浸归主。
Both of them have been baptized.
我就感到很稀奇。
And so I was very amazed.
从他们身上呢，我看见了那基督的见信。
And I can see this recommendation or this introductory of Christ in them.
那我就问他们，到底发生什么事呢
？So I asked them what happened, what made the change.
跟我分享神在他们身上的两个奇妙的作为。
So they shared with me these two wonderful works that God has done in them.
就是神的灵啊，如何在他们生命中把基督写在他们生命。
Like how the Spirit of God was writing Christ in their hearts.
他们有一个孙女。
They had a granddaughter.
今年是十岁。
And who was 10 this year.
在去年呢，这个孙女呢，小孙女呢，他就需要做一个开心的手术。
And last year, this young granddaughter had to go through an open heart surgery.
这是一个很大的手术。
And it was a very great, a very serious surgery.
在一个这么小的小女孩身上。
And to be operating on such a young person.
所以这个祖父母呢，当然就很担心。
And of course, being grandparents, they're very worried.
那他们的女儿呢，是一位主内姐妹呢，她就也提出来，请教会为这个小女孩祷告。
Their daughter, who is also a believer, asked the church to pray for her daughter.
那当然，后来这个感谢主，这个手术呢很顺利的完成。
And of course, we thank the Lord, and he blessed the surgery, and they went through the operation was very smooth.
这真正波折他们的心呢，还不是这个手术的顺利。
But what truly touched their heart was not the blessing from the surgery.
乃是他们这个孙女呢，在今年的暑假呢，就来到了这个一个聚会里。
But that their granddaughter came to a fellowship this summer.
这是她第一次参加教会的活动。
And it was the first time she had ever gone to church.
是当服侍那个孩子们的那个老师们呢，跟他们讲到主耶稣的时候。
And when the teachers of the children ministry was talking about Jesus.
这个小女孩啊，就对老师说：“主耶稣我知道。”
And this granddaughter said, "Oh, I know Jesus."
她说：“我认识他。”
I know him.
他们就感到很稀奇。
And so they were really amazed.
她从来没上过教会听福音，怎么会认识主耶稣？
You have never been to church. You have never heard the gospel. How do you know Jesus?
那小女孩就告诉他们。
And this young daughter's granddaughter told them.
就在我去年在开刀的时候。
They said, "Last year when I was going through the surgery."
当我进麻醉室的时候
，As I was entering into the anesthesia，
主耶稣站在我旁边
And I saw Jesus standing next to me.
他认得那个人是主耶稣。
I recognized that he is Jesus.
我不知道他看见了什么。
I don't know. We don't know what she saw.
但他知道那是主耶稣。
But she knew that was Jesus.
所以当他在聚会中听见了老师们所传的这个福音的时候
，So when she heard about the gospel that the teacher was sharing,
感谢主，她认识了主耶稣。
She immediately came to recognize that was Jesus, and she came to know him.
啊，这对年长的夫妻呢？是一个非常非常激励他们的事情。
And so it was very encouraging to this elderly couple.
他们实在是认识到这位神实在是永生神。
And they come to know this God that they came to believe is living God.
他是又真又活的神。
It's true and living God.
好了，到了最近几个月前又发生一件事情。
And then something else happened just a couple months ago.
就这对夫妇的一个儿子。
And these elderly couple, they have another son.
对，然后他从那个县城呢，就搬到了这个繁华的大都市。
Who just moved from a small town into a big city?
结果呢，因为很穷困了，就好不容易买了一部那个中古车。
Because they're not very rich, and they just put money together to buy a used car.
刚买没多久。
And as soon as it was still pretty new when they first bought it.
结果呢，这车被偷了。
But then as soon as he bought it, it was stolen.
我们知道，在一个大城市里面啊，车子被偷了，基本上你很难会找回来的。
You know, in the big city, if your car was stolen, it's very hard to find it.
所以他们报了警了。
So they reported to the police.
但他们心里面也没有什么太大的盼望。
But they had no hope in their hearts.
因为这个小偷啊，把这车偷了以后呢，他可以做各种的用途。
Of course, as a thief, if they steal a car, they can do all kinds of things to a car.
他甚至可以把这个车的零件拆了以后呢，把它卖了，换一点钱。
They can strip the car bare and to sell all the parts for money.
哎呀，这时候他们全家这个三代啊，老老小小心里面，哎呀，着急，难过的不得了。
So the whole family, three generations are all really worried.
好不容易攒一点钱买了这台车，然后就被偷了。
They took so long to save up some money to buy a used car and it was stolen.
这时候那个小女孩啊，这小女孩就是这个，就是她的女儿哈，就是刚刚这个偷车子被偷的这个人这个女儿，然后就说，哎，我们可以跟主耶稣祷告。
And again, a granddaughter, his daughter said, well, we can pray to Jesus.
他们也没办法了。
And then they had no other way.
报了警了。
They have already reported to the police.
警察也没什么办法。
And the police had nothing, couldn't do anything.
既然孙女说祷告，那他们就全家一起祷告。
And since this granddaughter says, let's pray, then the whole family started to pray.
所以对这位这对老夫妻来说呢，他们心里面仍然还是有一点半信半疑。
But for this elderly couple, they said they were still doubting in their heart.
当他们祷告完之后
，But after they prayed,
过不了几个小时
，After a few hours, just a few hours,
接到一通电话
，They received a phone call.
公安打来的
，And police from the police station.
说你们被偷了车子，人家送回来了。
They said a person brought back the car that was stolen.
送到公安局来了。
And it was brought back to the police station.
他就感到非常稀奇。
And they were so amazed.
他小偷啊，如果他车子偷了以后决定不要了，他就把它丢在荒郊野外就算了。
For a thief, if they steal a car, if they don't want it anymore, they will just leave it somewhere on the roadside.
就在他们全家祷告之后。
But right after they prayed.
这个小偷啊，居然把车子牵到了开到了这公安局去还。
The thief even brought the car back to the police station to return it.
就跟警察说啊，我们不小心开错车了。
And they were telling the police, I'm sorry, we took the wrong car.
哎呀，当他们全家接到这样一通电话的时候
，And of course, when they received the phone call like this,
我们看见这一对老夫妻，他们真是在主的面前，他们完全服下了。
And they completely were humbled before the Lord.
他们知道他们从前所风闻的这位主耶稣
，They have heard about Jesus.
实在是在他们生活中是那样的真实。
And they realize He is so real in their lives.
感谢主，他们能够排除万难，他们两位就受尽归主。
So against all challenges and pressure, they decided to be baptized into the Lord.
这次我见到他们的时候
，So this time when I met them,
从他们身上我就好仿佛看见了一封，仿佛看见了一封基督的推荐信。
It's really as if I was reading a letter of Christ in their life.
是用永生神的灵在他们生命中所写的。
And it was written by the Spirit of the Living God.
弟兄姐妹，感谢我们的主。
So we thank the Lord.
今天新约的执事，神所托付给我们的新约执事， 乃是要借着永生神的灵将基督写在人的生命里。
Today, this ministry of the new covenant that he has entrusted to us is to write Christ by the Spirit of the living God in the hearts of men.
当我们思想这样的一个荣耀的职事
,As we think of this ministry which is full of glory,
我们心里面只有一个感觉
,And we can only have this one thought in our hearts,
谁能承担这样的职事
?Who can be adequate of such great, a ministry?
谁能够把这位活的基督写在人的生命里呢
?Who can write a living Christ in the life of men?
弟兄姐妹没有人能够做这件事
,No one can be an adequate minister.
然而感谢主
,But we thank the Lord.
主说我们所能承担的乃是出于神。
He says, what we have received is from God.
是神叫我们能承担这新约的职事。
It is God who made us adequate.
不是凭着字句。
It is not by letters.
乃是凭着圣灵。
But by the Spirit.
因此这新约的职事是离不开祷告的。
So in this ministry, we have to rely on prayers.
弟兄姐妹在新约职事的面前。
Before this ministry,
我们必须要承认我们靠着自己是什么都不能做。
We have to admit that by ourselves we cannot do anything.
然而靠着神
But by God,
我们凡事都能。
All things are possible.
所以当我们借着祷告来参与这新约的职事
As we come to participate in this ministry through prayers,
我们靠着随时多方不住的祷告
Through prayers of all kinds, in all circumstances,
在一切的事上
In all things,
圣灵能够在我们心里
The Holy Spirit is able to work in our hearts.
也能够在我们所服侍的人的心里
He can also work in the people that we serve.
来将那活的基督呢写在我们的心里头
That he can write a living Christ in our heart.
写在我们的生命里
He can write a living Christ in our lives.
同时我们也是借着祷告
In the same way through prayers.
在神的面前求神除去我们里面的实心来为我们换成一颗肉心
We can ask the Lord to take away the heart of stone and replace it with the heart of flesh.
叫我们的心对主的话语有反应。
So that our heart can be responsive to the word of God.
叫我们的心对圣灵的感动有敏锐的反应。
So that we can be sensitive to the moving of the Spirit.
好叫我们能够成为与神同工的一般人。
That we can be those who can be co-workers with God.
叫神能够借着我们将基督能够服侍给我们周围的人
So that through us, the Lord can minister Christ to others.
最后保罗在这里告诉我们说当我们的心几时归向主帕子就几时除去
And Paul says at the end, whenever a person turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away.
弟兄姐妹在我们心里在我们的心里面有许多拦阻我们来到神面前的
We know in our heart there are many things could be hindrances to prevent us to come before the Lord.
最主要的就是我们的肉体
Most importantly, is our flesh is always in the way.
然而这里主的话告诉我们
But here the Lord tells us
他说我们的心几时归向主
Whenever a person turns to the Lord.
弟兄姐妹这是何等的恩典
What an amazing grace.
不在乎我们做什么
It is not about what we do.
乃是我们的心来归向我们的神
It is that our hearts can turn to the Lord.
帕子就除去了
And the veil will be taken away.
因为这帕子原是在基督里已经除去的
And this veil has already been taken away in Christ.
我们就能够荣上加荣
And then we can receive glory to glory.
如同从主的灵所变成的
And as if we are being transformed by the Spirit of God.
我们看见今天我们能够承担这新约的职事
So as we participate in the ministry in this new covenant
这完全是神的恩典
It is all by the grace of God
神要在我们身上来这样子改变我们
The Lord wants to transform us in such a way
叫我们常常能够敞着脸来看见我们的主
That we can have an open face without veil to see him
我们能够认识他
That we can come to know him
我们能够来得着他
That we can receive him and gain him
叫人能够从我们身上来看见我们的主
So all men can see Christ through us
来认识我们的主
To know him
借着我们的服事来得着我们的主
And through our ministry they can gain Christ
弟兄姐妹这是新约的职事
Brothers and sisters this is a ministry in the new covenant
是神所开始的
It is a ministry that the Lord has began
在过程中我们也要不断地依靠我们的主
And through the whole process we need to rely on him
最终荣耀也归给我们的
主 And at the end we can bring glory to our God
为此感谢神。
So we thank and praise the Lord.
那我们再一起有点点祷告。
Let us have further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
主，你将这样一个荣耀的职事托付给我。
You have entrusted to us such a glorious ministry.
主啊，这实在是不是我们所能够承担的。
It is not something that we can bear.
主，然而我们感谢你。
But we thank the Lord.
主，是你叫我们能够承担这新约的职事。
You are the one who make us adequate to participate in this ministry.
主，实在不是靠着我们自己。
Lord, not by our own flesh.
乃是靠着你的灵。
But by your spirit.
主，我们再一次将我们一同蒙恩的弟兄姐妹，我们再交在你的手中。
Again, we commit all the brothers and sisters that we participate in the same grace.
主，愿你在我们身上来成就你自己的工作。
Lord, may you accomplish the work that you started.
主啊，使我们能够成为一般新约的执事。
That we can also all be ministers of this new covenant.
叫我们能够成为基督的推荐信。
That we can be a letter of Christ.
无论你把我们摆在哪里。
Whether wherever you place us.
叫人从我们身上。
So the people can see.
能够看见基督。
That they can see Christ.
能够认识基督。
They can know Christ.
能够得着基督。
They can gain Christ.
主，愿颂赞荣耀归给你。
May all praises and glory be unto you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.